There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Taking a look now at the effects of the coronavirus on the Dubai property market. New set of numbers out from the guys at Property Minder. Zain Johenki, the COO of Property Minder, on the phone with us now. Zain, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, Brady. Thanks for having me.
So, the new Property Monitor report out at the moment. Paint a picture of the market for me.
Okay, so no surprises. We have seen prices and transaction volumes continue to decline. So we're looking at prices now year over year being down just roughly below 10%, but month over month about 0.5%, which is kind of a positive sign. So I think we might start to see the trend of the month over month decline slowing. But now coming in, these numbers are reporting on March numbers. Now looking ahead towards April, we do anticipate seeing, and we already are seeing, significant declines in the number of transactions that were occurring.
Yeah, and that's one of the bits of the report that jumped out for me, transactions down 28%. Not surprising, given the movement restrictions that we had in March.
Yeah, so 28%, that's March is a month-over-month decline. So bear in mind that February was a particularly strong month for transactions, so that 28% month-over-month decline is based off of that. However, if we're looking at April's numbers, April to date, we're down 40% over April last year, to give you a year-on-year comparison. And that's largely driven by existing property or resale properties, with a number of transactions recorded is down about 70% year-over-year for April. So with movement restrictions and things in place, the off-plan segment, the developer segment, where transacting digitally was more prevalent already, was able to continue, whereas the resale market, not so much.
Real estate agents have been happily talking to us about the popularity of their virtual house tours. Are people actually buying off the back of them?
So again, in the off-plan segment, it's kind of already been ready practice that people, they're not walking through, not a lot of going to the sales center, but in the resale market, particularly in the end-user market, I don't think you're seeing too many, and we haven't actually seen it ourselves, too many SPAs being signed or transactions happening until someone can physically get it inspected. Again, largely for end-users that'll be occupying. For investors, some of those transactions where they don't really care as much about seeing the inside of the property and it's more about returns, not so much.
You say, though, in the report, and I did find this interesting, that you don't think the wider impact will show for a month or two.
Yeah. So bear in mind, there's a delay, a significant lag in from when the meeting of the minds happens, when the contract gets signed to transfer. If it's an old cash transaction, that delay could just be a couple of weeks. If it's a financing transaction where mortgages are involved and an evaluation has to be done, those transactions in themselves take a couple of months to complete. Now, couple that with the fact that you've had mobility restrictions in place, so evaluations couldn't be done for the past month. We're going to probably see that lag extend. So the last month or two, all the transactions we've been seeing were probably deals done 6 to 8 weeks ago, at least. Now what we're going to see is that lag continue over into the coming months. So we're probably going to experience a dip 6 to 8 weeks from now, which will reflect what's just happened over the mobility restriction period.
Yeah, during that time, we've also had those changes to the loan-to-value ratio. How much of a stimulus is that proving to be?
Right now, I think it's too early to tell. But if you look at it holistically, I think it's a great move. For Dubai to be a long-term, sustainable market, it has to switch from being investor-led to end-user-led. And anything that can be done by the government to put in things in place that encourage home ownership, a massive step. So changing of the LTV to 80%, I think, is a fantastic initiative. Getting people into that property ladder quicker will be one of the best things that can happen for Dubai.
Are you surprised that prices haven't been falling further on a month-to-month basis?
Again, because you've got this delay in transactions being recorded, we could see some of that in 2 to 3 months' time show up. But if we look at the last few years, prices have been falling consecutively for probably the last 4 years. The last 2 years alone, we've only have really 3 months where there's been the positive price appreciation that's been marginal. So for the rest of this year, I don't have a crystal ball, but you are going to see price declines. How far they'll go down, no one knows. Where we are today, though, is from the last peak of the market, with roughly 30% down, and we're roughly 10% above from the last trough of the market that we had after the GFC.
Zan, I've got a quick question picking up on your point about loan-to-value ratios. Before the crisis, you needed a 25% deposit to buy a home. It's come down slightly to 20% for an expat now, but that's still quite high. And if it's a second home, it's much higher still. What kind of levels would you like to see? It's a selfish question. I already own a property here. I've had it for many, many years. And to be honest, we would think about buying something a little bit bigger. That's how the property ladder works. You get on it, but then, you know, you trade up after a few years when your family gets bigger. But at the moment, we just can't think of doing it. Practically speaking, what kind of measures, how far could the government or the banks go?
See, it's a good point. Wanting to go to that next rung on the property ladder, I think, is a great example. I bought property in the US back when you could almost do 100% plus financing, which was ridiculous if you think about it. The banks have way too much liability at hand there. 20% down payment is a struggle for a lot to get to. For a first-time buyer, I think something where the bank's risk is mitigated, I don't think it could go below 10% down payment. There's just not enough move. I mean, if we see prices falling year on year right now at 10%, that's not great. But I think there could be a little bit more done in those LTV ranges, particularly for the first-time home buyer, and then maybe those that are trading up that either have an agreement to sell their existing property, aren't paying onto it for an investment. There are tons of these things around the world that can be used as models. Australia, where I grew up, had a great first-time buyers initiative, and they have restrictions on if you do resell before a certain time period and penalties and things in place. There are some things like that that could be looked at here that could really open up that side of the market more.
And a quick word on the fees as well, because we talk about needing a 20% for the deposit. Again, someone who's bought property more than once here, you've got to add another 5 or 6% on top of that for the various fees and charges and so on. Is there anything we can do about that? I mean, I know by international standards, they're actually not that high, are they? What could we do there, Zan?
Yeah, if we bundled those together as well, some of us might think of as stamp duty charges and those ancillary fees. A lot of banks here are offering alternative ways to finance those. So you're actually, you had to get an additional 5 to 8% in some instances financed through other means. There's several lenders that have taken an initiative on that there. The government reducing any fees, there's been a lot of calls for that. I think what people have to realize is that we're all in this. If the government reduces the 4%, that has trickle-on effects for the economy as well. That money goes into an overall bigger budget. Some temporary easing on that right now, halving it to 2% or something like that, I think would be a good initiative to put some immediate blood back into the market. But as a long-term approach, I don't think that any of them can be reduced. It just might be banks continuing to find alternate ways to finance them.
Zan Johinki, COO of Property Monitor, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, guys.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.